evening, the Exotic Fit. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, Josephine here. You tried to phone me earlier, but I was working, I'm afraid, in school, so I couldn't answer my phone. I think you phoned to check up on Cookies, our guinea pig.
Oh, yes, yes, Pharisee. Yes, no, definitely. How's Cookies going?
He's good. He's pooing and eating and more pooing, and so I would say he's fine.
Yep, okay. He's eating well, obviously, if he's pooing heaps.
Yes.
Yep, okay, that's really good. And what does the surgery site look like? Have you managed to have a look at it? Does it look okay?
I've just walked in. I'll just ask my husband, he's been at home all day.
Yeah, sure.
Maggie, why are you barking? Nigel, how does the surgery site look? Have you managed to look at that today? Maddie. He has not looked, but he will look now. He's just going to pick him up.
Yeah, no, if you've got any concerns, definitely just either send through a photo or give us a call. But it's good to hear that he's eating well. No troubles giving the meloxicam?
No, he takes that like it's some sort of fabulous treat.
I love it. Excellent. No,
it looks really good, the site does. There's no redness.
Excellent. Oh, that's really good. Now we haven't booked in a revisit just to check the surgery site. It's a free complimentary check after the surgery. Did you want to book that in now or just give us a call?
I can book that in now. It'll save me having to find time to ring back.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So we did the surgery yesterday, so it's next Thursday. Does that suit you or do you prefer another day? Hello? Hello.
In work.
Oops, sorry. No, we just went. I lost you there for a minute. So I thought next Thursday. Does that work for you?
Yeah. Thursday will be fine. Yep.
Morning or afternoon?
Nigel, what would you prefer? Morning's fine.
Morning. How does 9:30 sound?
Yep, that's great.
Excellent. Well, pop it in then. But if you've got any concerns before then, by all means, just give us a call. But it sounds like everything's going well so far.
Yeah. The only other thing is when Dr. Vanessa first saw him, because he was also having some issues in his ears just with skin and flaking skin on him, she said we should start giving him vitamin C, but we couldn't get him to take the tablets, the little chewy things. So she tried and couldn't get him to. She was going to show me or give me some ones that dissolve in his water bottle.
Oh, okay, certainly.
So she was supposed to send that home yesterday with my husband, but he forgot about that.
Oh, okay,
and obviously Vanessa had forgotten as well. Do you know if I can buy them somewhere, like in a pet shop or...
Yeah, it's probably through a chemist, but I'll have to find out exactly the ones that she's talking about so I don't lead you up the garden path, because there's different milligram ones that you can get. Yeah, so what I'll do, she's just in a consult at the moment, but when she gets out, I'll find out from her exactly how much it is that you need to give, what dose rate, and also where you can get them. But it's probably going to be a human one that dissolves in water, but I'll double check for you.
Yeah, because he's 8 years old now, and she was like, he's probably not getting quite the right amount of vitamin C from his, just the pellets.
Certainly.
And we've been watching him. He's not eating as many pellets as maybe he should be. So I'll probably get him some different ones tomorrow to see if that makes a difference. We do switch them up between the two or three best ones that are out there, and he definitely does have a preference.
Yeah,
so I'll buy him his favourite ones for a bit.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, I'll find out the vitamin C dose for you, and I'll give you a call back. Just on this number is the best one?
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks very much.
Not a problem. I'll talk to you a bit later on.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.